Third inning of work upcoming for Wilburton starter Aubrey Runkle against the Hartshorn Miners, who lead Wilburton 1-0 in the bottom of the third. It'll be Klun, Semeski, and Wilk at 8-9-1 for the Miners. With Hunter Donnelly, Spencer McLaughlin on hand from Hartshorn, great to be bringing you area high school baseball on Mountaineer Radio. And Hunter, it just has this look that it could potentially rain, but then you look at it closer and see that those clouds just not quite dark enough to bring some raindrops.
Yeah, it kind of feels like a cold front's moving in, so it actually might rain.
First pitch up and away to the pitcher, Trent Klun, 1-0.
Bad idea not to wear a jacket today, I'll say that.
1-0. Catches the outside corner with a fastball, 1-1. Klun, the pitcher, has allowed just 2 hits in 3 innings and no runs. The 1-1. Up at his head, he ducks out of the way, 2-1. That pitcher's coming right at me.
Just a little skittish over here.
The 2-1. Outside, backhanded grab by Franklin. 3-1. Good hitter's count for the Miners starting pitcher this afternoon. And the only senior on the team. 3-1. Swing, and this ball is smashed in the left center field gap. J.J. Justice on the run, can't get it. Bounces in front of the fence. Justice tracks it down, throws it back into Grayson Mathis. Into second with a leadoff double in the bottom of the third is Trent Klun trying to help out his own cause. And Hunter, that ball was an absolute rocket into the gap.
Yeah, it definitely was. Maybe if it was a little bit warmer outside, air density was a little less, that ball might have been out of here, honestly.
It's 365 to dead center, 325 down the foul line. So Hartshorn, a chance to add to the 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. Nobody out. Trent Klun, the runner at second. And Landon Semeski, the left fielder, is the hitter. Righty on righty with Runkle, who comes set with the glove neck high. The pitch shows bunt, pulls back, takes it for a strike, 0-1. Outfield is slightly in. Braden Miller way in on the grass at first, expecting the bunt. The bunt shows and is fouled up the first base side, and it's 0-2.
You know, normally you would say that he's not going to be bunting, but right here with how Coach James coaches, if you do it right, you do it right, and if you do it wrong, you're still going to do it right, so he might still make him bunt.
Klun being held by the shortstop, Mathis at second. He backs off the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a fly ball out to center field. Justice runs in, speeds up, can't get there. Ball drops in for a base hit. Looked like he was under it all the way, but misread it just a little bit. So there's 2 aboard for Hartshorn in the bottom of the third, who lead Wilburton 1-0 in the battle of Gowan Mountain. And Bo Wilkett, the leadoff hitter, is up. J.J. Justice out in center, not happy with himself, hits the glove on the mound, on the ground a couple times. The bunt is down for Wilkett up the third base side. Franklin out of his stance, throws down to first in time. Runners advance, perfectly executed sack bunt by Bo Wilkett.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a more beautiful bunt. You know, maybe a little bit farther away from the catcher and he could have been safe. But Lane Franklin's really good behind the dish right there to, you know, come out, get up there, and it's just such a fluid motion with him.
Second time today, Franklin has made an accurate throw down to first for an out, and the batter is Caden James with 2 runners in scoring position. 1-0 Hartshorn lead, bottom of the third, first pitch, breaking ball, good backhanded stop. Franklin drops to a knee, keeps it in front, 1-0. Klun down at third, led off the inning with a double. Semeski at second. The 1-0 to James. Fastball, good block again by Lane Franklin. That ball was an awkward in-between hop. Didn't quite bounce into him, but he couldn't catch it cleanly either. Just kind of picked it right off the dirt. Runkle behind, 2-0, the pitch. That one misses. Franklin hesitates before throwing it back to Runkle. He thought that was going to be a strike. It's 3-0, and Hunter, at this point, I almost think you put James at first with it open.
Yeah, you know, give you a force out everywhere you go.
The 3-0 pitch. Outside for 4. Not the worst thing for Wilburton there. But the bases are loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the third, and the 1-0 Hartshorn lead is in danger of growing. And the batter is Bryson Cervantes. Runkle can go from the windup, and he does. The first pitch with one away. Good hack, but it's fouled out of play up the first base side, 0-1.
Almost into some cars over there.
Cervantes lined out to Mathis at short back in the first. The 0-1 pitch on its way. Breaking ball down and away, 1-1.
Yeah, if you're Aubrey Runkle right here, you really want him to hit a grounder, really kind of up the middle, or roll two. I mean, even a grounder to first or third would work.
1-1. Misses down with a fastball, 2-1.
As long as it's on the ground somewhere, Aubrey should be okay.
Ball boy comes from the third base dugout for Hartshorn to give a couple of baseballs to the home plate umpire, whoever Hartshorn chose to be the ball boy, I suppose. The 2-1 to Cervantes. Backhanded snag out of the dirt by Lane Franklin. Saves a run for the time being, but it's 3-1. So Runkle has to come with a strike here. The windup and the 3-1. Swing, and this ball is hammered into the right center field gap. On the run, Camacho, he underruns it. It's over his head. Klund scores, Semesky scores. Around third is James. He gets the wave on. He's going to come home. There's no throw. It's a three-run base-clearing double for Bryson Cervantes. 4-0 Hartshorn.
What a hit right there from Cervantes. That was a nuke out there. It's Ralph Camacho's first year of playing high school baseball. You can kind of tell right there that he just didn't know how to read that when it went over his head.
Brings up the cleanup hitter, John Beecham. So Runkle has to regroup. One away, bottom of the third, 4-0 Hartshorn in the Battle of Gowan Mountain. Runkle set to deliver to the righty Beecham. Catches the outside corner for a strike, 0-1.
That might be the most outside pitch that he's called today, you know. Most of the day, all the day, he's been really consistent.
The 0-1. Breaking ball doesn't come back on the inside corner. 1-1.
And a lot of those outside pitches like that is how good your catcher can frame it and put it in the strike zone.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Throw back to second and back safely. Cervantes. Ball gets away from Mathis, but not in a dangerous position, so he stays put.
The pitch counts are way different today. You know, Klund with 11 in the first, 10 in the second, 14 in the third, and Aubrey's are way up there.
The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a towering pop-up on the infield, right side and playable. Claussen is in. It'll be Braden Miller, the first baseman, with the over-the-head catch, almost falling backwards. Makes it two outs in the bottom of the third. 4-0 Hartshorn. Here's Landon Burke. Burke flew out to Camacho back in the bottom of the second, who had the ball go over his head. It was hit over his head, probably not a catchable ball. First pitch. Swing and a ground ball to the right side. Braden Miller, the first baseman, to his right, throws to Runkle, covering the bag, toe taps it, makes the out, and that retires the side. Damage done for Hartshorn in the bottom of the third. 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 runner left on base. We go to the top of the fourth. It's Hartshorn 4 and Wilburton 0. You're listening to Area High School Baseball on Mountaineer Radio.